Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ broadcasting here from Muswellbrook this morning, where the wild card is going to be run on Sunday afternoon. We'll get a bit more on that shortly from Club CEO Dwayne Dow. But Aaron Botter's here, the bloodstock manager for Aquas Farm. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having me, Andrew. Good morning.
Look, it's a busy time for Muswellbrook. It's a great time for the hunter when you've got a wild card race like Sunday and then the cap 6 days later.
No, that's right. Yeah, it's massive for the local community, and obviously even leading up, you know, even for us, for the Golden Slipper on Saturday, even for the whole thoroughbred industry here in Scone, the Scone horse capital of Australia. That's exciting for everyone.
It is for sure. A great time for Aquas. They've really hit the marketplace over the last 12 to 18 months, and suddenly you've got two in the slipper, three in the slipper, and an emergency.
That's right, yeah. So four in total, and yeah, very exciting. You know, the Fung family, Mr. Fung and Justin, they love their racing. They're very passionate about their horses. And it's just exciting to have three runners in the big race.
I mean, to get three in a slipper, how big's that? I mean, free of debt, I know that Aquas have bought into the horse in the last, I'm going to say 3 months, but time does get away from us. But you bought into the horse, but you wanted to maintain the owners there. You just didn't buy the horse.
No.
You've kept everyone.
No, that's right. I mean, the Fung family and Aquas do love racing with partners. And we did identify this horse early after his first start in Adelaide. And then he came over to Flemington and raced there, and we bought into him after that. But, you know, it's not easy just going out and buying any horse. You know, no. It's still, we did it properly, and it's come out well, and he's a proper horse, very exciting. He's trialled there well for Chris there in Sydney already.
Yep.
So it does look as if he's going to handle the track. And, yeah, fingers crossed.
We heard from Chris Begg, the trainer, on our program yesterday, and, I mean, it's exciting for him. It's a dream come true having a runner in the slipper, but he's really happy with free of debt.
Oh, very much so, very much so, and so he should be, you know. Everything he's doing, he just keeps going that extra further and growing and putting his best foot forward.
Spoke with Michael Walker this morning on Dubious, and his quote was, he is an exceptional colt, and he thinks he'll handle the soft. So we'll cross the fingers on the soft bit, but he is a really good colt.
Oh, definitely, yeah, and let's hope he's right. I mean, he's showing good signs already. He's been a very early horse, a forward horse, a natural horse. And, you know, he had a big run there in the Magic Millions race, which was so close again.
Yeah.
But, you know, confident.
A few people were dropping off the Millions form, but I reckon it'll end up still strong. Accelerates, who won the race, who knows what it'll do on Saturday.
Yep.
It builds into its prep. And, you know, this horse has done nothing wrong either.
No, that's right. And it's still got a little even trial form, a bit of form around yes as well.
Exactly.
So,
No,
fingers crossed.
And what about the other one from Queensland, Vince Valare? What are you hearing from Tony Gollan?
Yeah, Tony's happy with her. Again, it's probably a little bit unknown on the soft or the wet.
Yep.
But, you know, we're there. She's deserved a spot there. And, yeah, again, we're just hopeful.
I know what you've said about the Fung family, that they're thrilled to be a part of Australian racing, but they've put so much energy into it that it's stallions, it's racehorses. They're doing the complete picture, aren't they?
No, that's right, exactly. Justin and Shane have had a plan, and in the Fung family have had a plan from day dot, and Shane sort of put that together and developed it further. And, you know, it's exciting times ahead and exciting times now.
It is. Announced earlier in the week a new stallion as well that'll stand up in Queensland.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, Acclaim. So, yeah, he's in partnership with Phoenix Thoroughbreds. So we're very excited with that. He's a sprinting horse. He's a son of Acclamation who's by Royal Applause. He's a Group 1 winner. And, you know, I think he's going to suit here very well, and particularly in the Queensland market. He's probably one of the best horses that have come to Queensland in a long time.
And this area, we've spoken about drought and things like that, but, you know, how has it been for the stud properties in where you are? Have you been able to get water, that sort of thing?
Yeah, Queensland property's probably survived a lot better than our Hunter property.
Yeah.
It has been tough down here for everyone. But, you know, we have got, you know, other resources to get in. We're able to get a lot of hay in for them.
Right.
But we do find, obviously, sometimes, you know, the drought conditions do help the horses. But obviously you don't want dire straits like this.
No, that's
right. But, you know, we are getting glimpses of rain and signs of improvement and better weather forecasted. So, yeah, we've just got to battle it out and tough it out and get through.
Yeah, and hope it turns.
That's right.
Hey, good luck to everyone at Aquas to have three and swinging on Bellevue Hill, third emergency. Personally, I'd love you to get in.
Oh, personally, do with my brother, so it'd be nice. Fingers crossed.
At $100, I thought, why not? So no. I did. When it won Canberra by seven, I thought, oh, you never know. You needed to win last start, didn't
you? That's right. It was a massive run first start. I mean, this horse is come a long way in a short period of time, you know, running second to Yes, Yes, Yes in the Todman. Was still a big run. And yeah, like you said, there's a very slight chance we'll get in, but yeah.
You got to hang in there. Exactly. Well done, mate. It's an achievement for everybody to get three in an emergency into a golden slipper. The brand is very much out there into Aquas Farm, and we wish you the best, mate.
No, appreciate that.
Thanks a lot, Aaron.